This will be tape number 2 on October the 4th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
Does anybody have as much trouble as these ones believing this is October 4th? Where did your year go? Where did your decade go? How is it? And when you think, if the next 3 or 4 years go as rapidly as this one, it's practically over, isn't it? Where will you be 4 years from now? Well, if the water supply goes and you don't tend yourself with Crystal Life or something that will allow you to buffer it, you won't be here. And this will not be the kind of a disease that just allows you to just turn over and die. Some of you will wish that you had liver damage from some of these other things so that it would be a little faster, because this is going to be an AIDS type of thing. You see, they're doing away with the definition of AIDS. The HIV 3 through 5, or what they've been talking about, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. What they do is introduce a virus that basically encapsulates itself and damages the immune system. Makes it very lazy, makes it very deficient. It doesn't respond. Basically, that's what it is. It's an immunosuppressant. You could give this virus, for instance, to a transplant patient. They'd die anyway of something, but they wouldn't try nearly as hard to slough off that transplanted organ, because the immune system just would go to sleep. So what they've done is just create more and more, and the faster you find a little bit of a counter measure for these little crystalline life forms that they create for you, then they upgrade it. They are doing the same thing with smallpox and anthrax and other things that, as you find a treatment for it, they create a hyper strain. So what happens is they're going to do away with the stigma of AIDS, you see. That's what they're working for. They had to get a foothold, and they had to do it through smallpox vaccinations in Africa. That wouldn't sell in the United States. That was not going to work in the United States. They could do it in Africa. That would not sell in the United States. So you had to take a segment of people, and they chose the homosexual community in first New York, and then some in San Francisco, in California. So they took the gay community that was exhibiting the symptoms of hepatitis B. Now you've got hepatitis B as an epidemic, in California at least, all of the prisons, not just California. But it is not listed as epidemic proportions just in the prisons. You have to listen to what the Board of Health lets slip. And you'll only hear it once or twice. But enough of you will hear it that you know what I say is true. That hepatitis B has now been considered epidemic by those measurements that the Board of Health has. Whether it is or isn't doesn't matter. They have pronounced that. Now, hepatitis B can be anything from bearing a positive sign of that to all-out jaundice and death, you know, just, I mean, totally invalidism. But it has the same general early symptoms than mononucleosis or any other kind of a blood dysgrazia would have. General malaise, just don't feel like getting up today, I'm too tired, I'm weary, I'm half sick, I vomit, I've got diarrhea, I just have these things. I don't digest my food well, eating doesn't help, I have a headache. Please, I cannot even take the garbage out. I can't even put the garbage in the garbage, much less take it out. I have no strength. We'll call it chronic fatigue syndrome.
Pregnancy.
Growing tumors. Four-legged. Two-legged. Well, you see, if you listen to Darwin, these were legs. Or fins. Tadpoles. So they do shuttle flights and spend billions of dollars and tell you they're studying tadpoles. And fruit flies? That's really good. You know, what you really need in Southern California are some more fruit flies. Cosmic variety. Can work in a weightless environment. They have started giving in British Columbia by court order all children, then they will go through right up through college age and then, because they say they don't have enough vaccine for inoculations. In British Columbia, Canada, right across your border, the first province, it is going to spread. They had to do it with one. Will be required hepatitis inoculations. That's the worst news that you could have, because it will move right in to your states, and that was the easiest thing they ever did, was to put HIV into the hepatitis serum. And now they've got plenty, you see. You can't even get a pint of blood that you can be sure of through the blood bank. Well, what do we do? Sheila's? I don't know. If they're not going to let you live, if you don't have the shot, I don't know what to tell you. And especially if you are already suffering from those symptoms, I don't know what to tell you. I wish it would go away also, but it's not going to go away. I do know. And once again, I am sitting here and I get accused of practicing medicine without a license, and it's Dorma that goes to jail. So I don't know what to tell you. 8 drops of Crystal Life. 3 or 4 times a day. Proper dosages of hydrogen peroxide. But make sure it's food grade. Or you're going to poison yourself. You need more folic acid than you can get. But you see, they took the folic acid in the proper strength off the market, so you can't get it. You have to get it through a prescription. So you might as well consider you can't get it. Well, what can we do? Well, you can grow slime, and I'm serious. You can make kombucha tea. And I want to tell you that Dorma has enough, since she has not tended what she had, to outfit everybody in this room with 2 sparks. She started it one day when she had time. And it's been sitting in this jug this big around, and it now has 7 layers on it. Now, you can introduce, because it also ends up with a fruit base. You can introduce the crystal life substance into that base while it is growing its new start. We call it a start. I know you don't like to call it what it is, much less what it looks like. It's very tasty. Obviously, the chlorella in the fish tanks, unless you're tending it all the time, she's got some of that too. But she's got it strapped down with bungee cords, and it needs shaking. And I know that you ones don't like looking at these things out under your noses all the time. But if you'll take your chlorella, do your crystal life, and kombucha, you can build your cellular structure till you can throw this thing off. How long will you be able to do that? It depends on how quiet you are about it. And yet, can you keep it from all of those people out there who read the Liberator and listen to these tapes? God, how can you sort? I have the same problem. What more can I ask my people to do? They're not going to throw Zita in prison for this, but they may very well put Dorman Oberle into prison if Hatton says the wrong thing. You have a good example of this. E.H. Hart. And when we talk about energy forms and discernment, one of the hardest things that I have had to bear, I, Hatton, have had to bear, is that as Coleman was writing on the Committee of 300, he had nothing new. Everything was coming out of Eustace Mullin's work and Lyndon LaRouche's publications. Not LaRouche's work, but a committee that he had formed, or was a member of this committee. But this is also when the monster has to show his head. I called him on it. You see, these things didn't take place in an open forum like this. I'm not also as gracious anymore. I'm not going to make my people pay as dearly as I did with that one. But on the same day, because I sent out my own petition, and one I will call Brother Edward. His name is Edward H. Hart in New Zealand. Was already writing on things like exposing the Bank of New Zealand, which is nothing in the world but the Federal Reserve, Citibank, etc. The branch of the one bank. And you see, all of that goes through Canada. I want you to take careful notice, if you missed it, the write-up in the Liberator, where you have to notice these things. Once came from Guatemala to visit with George, and they were talking about colored money, and they already have it, and it also has its identification string fiber in it. And down in the corner it said Canadian Banknote Company, or Canadian Banknote. Guatemala, that isn't even New Zealand or Australia, which are British protectorate. It's already happened, you see. All right, we go on. Hart sends me this through, I will leave the name vacant, one who has written to us now for 3 years, terrified, can't do a thing, works in a hospital setting. He is not allowed to treat a child at all, has to watch them die. On the same day, arrived to George an identical document. And this is why all of you have to pay attention. John was having Jenny do some typing on his work. And it came time to take action. So we wrote on it. We took Mr. Hart's work. There was a petition, would we please publish it? He had nowhere to go with it, and man had to have it. And he didn't know what else to do. So through this contact, he sent it. And I immediately, that day, put Dorma to work typing it. So as it came out, Jenny noticed that it was verbatim with what she had done for Dr. Coleman. So we had three documents. Well, Dr. Coleman tried very hard to discount this other resource. First, he said there were not any other documents, and his insiders knew that we'd set him up to detract from his information. I confronted him that day and said that I don't think anything about your insiders. Your insiders are not worth anything. That upset him, and he immediately began to backpedal. Why would that be? And I said, because I want to know what they're saying about space war today. And that caught him very much off guard. And I said, I want to know what you are hearing today about it. Well, I had to understand, sir, that this other had nothing to do, and I said, I just want to know what you are getting today from your insiders on the space war and the incidents from Edwards. And he said, well, what do we call it? I keep calling it interrupt. It's not. Interject, intercept. On communication lines. And I said, but that's all that's on the communication lines, you say. No, you don't understand. They have to. And I said, that's all that's on the communication system this day. You're at war. You just fired on cosmospheres. That's all that's on the line. Well, then he changed the subject back again to the writings. And we were sitting in the restaurant. And I had asked George to bring the document. It came from the Christian Science Monitor and the document from E.H. Hart. So they were right there. And he still denied it. Then we immediately got messages supposedly from the insiders in the CIA. Threatening us. And that they had done this massive investigation and they found no E.H. Hart. Well, this man did go all the way with his incredible dishonesty to New Zealand. And Edward Hart was picked up and incarcerated in a mental institution. Now that takes big forgiveness. That takes big forgiveness. A man who is a world patriot for something that I feel I had some responsibility in having care for this person, ended up in a mental institution with them threatening his life and told him he would be in there for the rest of his life. Forget it. that he had given them all the trouble he was going to, because he had written on the hierarchy of the New Zealand government, the involvement with the New World Order, the Bank of New Zealand. Actually, he had simply gathered clippings and things. But he dared to speak out. And then there are two or three other subjects. Again, these things entrusted into my care. And finally, this past week, they agreed that if he signed away his life, actually, they would let him out. He had to sign a confession, and that he would no longer write on anything. All the papers that he had in his care, in his hands, would be destroyed on all of these subjects. He would no longer speak out. And there were quite a few on the list. So you have to understand that there is a need for security. I'm not talking about secrets. I'm talking about security. And yet one's come to serve in whatever way they can. And instead of being bitter, these ones write again and say, please keep us in your protection. And there's nothing to lose. Use our names. But please print it. I can't print it. Not this week. He wouldn't make it back to the hospital. They wouldn't bother. And now there are other lives at stake. So you can dream in fantasy world, or you can take this dream experience that's going on around you, and just like your dreams, you can change it. But you have to want to. And you have to want to more than you want to see this other exciting episode unfold. And you're going to want to see this other exciting episode unfold because for centuries and generations and experiences, you've come and you've paid the price. First of all, of creating the disaster, then trying to fix it, then trying to get the word out there. And you've all died doing it. You've all been murdered doing it. And now you come back again to do it, and you get tired. And you say, what in the world is it worth? Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing. But there's no one in this room that can make that transition and meet God and say, I did the best I could, Father, unless you have. It's too late for you ones to do that. The masses, one after another, could do that and say, well, I didn't know. Why didn't you listen? Well, I didn't, and it's okay if I go to level three. You see, to ones of you, it's not okay to go to level three. Sounds good today. Oh, my goodness, does it sound good today. I'll just go to level three and let the world wash over me, and I'll try again next time. Because there will be. But you see, you ones know too much. First, it's a suspicion that you know that much. And then it comes on as a higher interpretation that says, oh my God, I did it. I didn't remember, but I did it. And yes, it's true. I know too much. I can't stand it this way, and I cannot meet God if I haven't served, and I haven't served well. I can't look into the eyes of the children and ask them to do it for me after I have destroyed it for them. I cannot ask the children to carry my burden when their burden is because I left too much on their shoulders. When Gonzalez speaks to you from the banking commission and he says, how can we leave our children with these debts? You see, if there is no Armageddon, there's no way to salvage the nation as it is. And when Michael Jackson's dancing is the biggest thing in Romania, where are you going out into this world to find the fiber that's required to rebuild? And yet you have to know that more than this is going on in Romania. So you have to know it's part of the cover-up, so that it's all right for you and your children to do nothing but wish to go to a Michael Jackson concert. Is this belittling Michael Jackson? No. He's doing his job very well. You're working around in a system. Can't you see this? With the government and Mr. Bush and his vetoes in Congress and their CNN network and their cable law. Ted Turner will control all cable before they're done. Ted Turner has already made public statements. Don't ask God to help, because he won't. And Mr. Turner sits between Kissinger and Bush at state dinner. What does that tell you? And Pat Robertson, your evangelist, started Ted Turner in the business and just bought a network from Ted Turner. This is your teacher of God and your future. It is being structured so that the elite will have absolutely 100% control of all channels coming into your home. All. So you won't have any way to get news at all if they can stop the spotlight. There are about four papers. How can you expect a gripe to be recognized around your nation? And do you think it will be better with this cable law 4 years from now? You will either be so scratched, it just won't matter. And if you could look forward to 4 more years, this isn't so bad. Well, how about 4 more? Well, that might not be so bad. If they just leave me alone. They won't leave you alone. They won't leave you alone. Dorma says, well, at the best, 20 years, you know, 62, 72, 82. Yeah, about 82, that's enough. If I can make it 20 more years, Father, that's enough. Oh, Daylene's carrying another baby. You know, it was in the water. Jenny's got a baby coming. Kathy has a baby coming. Will you be done with your job in 20 years? Who's going to be done? What will you leave these babies? They've come to bring you home. Will there be anybody left to bring home? Well, how can God let these children suffer? How can God let these children die? God doesn't. You do. Well, I don't see you saving any of them. Don't you? We have them all. When you get through with them. When you get through with them on your human level, God has them all. And some of them are even foolish enough to come back to try to make it with you. That's why the adversary has to push for abortion. You see, the adversary knows the valid people, the soul-bearing entities. And you've got to get rid of a lot to get rid of gods also. So better to let them proliferate in a place like Somalia, where it is total breeding and nothing else. Just reproduction. Oh, you see these vacant little faces. Don't misunderstand me for a minute in what I say. Because the human entity suffers, but his little soul never has a chance to breathe life. So after a while, you're going to have the groups that just breed humans. And they're going to have the opportunity because the setup will be structured. So with the human thinking being, it only takes three generations, complete generations. By the time you get through the third generation with an idea, it's set. The fourth one's lost or found. Whichever you have planted. To bring back life in human spirit into South Africa, you've got to destroy South Africa first. Because life cannot be sustained on it as it is. South Africa, the continent, is dead. It's turned into a barren, life-hostile environment. Has anybody really looked at that situation? Why do you see so many starving infants and they're dying by the thousands every day? And it just wretches you. And all the rice in the world is not enough. It's not enough. That is not living. That is existing in a state of pure hell. And it's politics. And now it's too late. The damage has been done environmentally until you're going to have a total cleansing of South Africa. And now you have a situation where AIDS, HIV, these viruses live. They say in bodily fluids they will live 2 weeks. Now you tell me what that means. They will tell you, you can't get AIDS or HIV, except this way, this way, and this way. And you wear a condom, and it won't happen this way. So, I mean, everything else is free, and we will make laws that say you have to go eat right after somebody has had a bad bout of vomiting or something in the bathroom, and that one comes in and fixes your food. There was a time when if you had typhoid fever, you got isolated. If you had measles, mumps, and etc., you got isolated. But the law says you may not isolate people with this. What does that tell you? That is not being mean to the person with it. It means that it is deliberately being spread. And they lie to you about how it spread. If a virus will live for 2 weeks in dried bodily fluid, then I want to tell you there's nothing going to kill it. It's a crystal. It is a crystal that is brought back into life motion by introducing certain other things, like liquid. It exists in a crystalline, dehydrated state, exactly like a pile of salt. Salt is crystals. Sugar is crystal. Sugar will last there forever in its crystalline form if you do not add moisture. Add moisture, you're going to get mold and all sorts of things. With salmonella food poisoning or E. coli in the water, it takes hundreds of thousands introduced into the body to make you ill. It takes one virus. Just one. And your water supplies are not tested for virus. They do send forth one that says you have to cut the number of virus by half under certain conditions. Well, if you never tested for it in the first place, then how in the world do you know that they are, so you can be sure that if you add a little chlorine, you cut it by half. So it sounds like there's not good news. Well, I can either tell you the news or we cannot have meetings, because my mission is not to make you comfortable. My mission is to bring the word of truth so that you can confront it and decide what it is you're going to do with yourself. I wish they were magic. But you don't learn from magic. Only the magician learns from magic. He gets skill. And you watch it. And you may be very awe-inspired by it. But that's all it is to you, unless you go and learn to also be the magician. But then you reach a saturation point of magicians where once too many people know how he did it, is no longer magic, is it? Well, that's what I want to turn some of these seemingly impossible tasks into the understanding that they are very possible to heal. But not unless you get rid some way of the adversary that clamps the lid down. There are some things that make up the necessary requirements of a physical body. You are an electromagnetic electrolyte substance. Call it a battery if you like. And yes, the doctors can tell you, you don't need this vitamin and you don't need supplements. You just eat properly. Who eats properly? You're trained to hate anything that's proper. And anymore, if you go for those things, they're going to undoubtedly make you sick. They're rotating crops. In California, they will run through 5 crops a year on one piece of ground. That means that everything is depleted from that earth, and or they have added so much stuff. Well, I am not so against adding stuff as you might perceive me to be. You've got to add it or you're not going to get anything. And the plant itself will usually limit its own uptake of toxins. So that if you're anywhere near in the ballpark, you're going to get a pretty healthy vegetable from this stuff that they add. And you can go to the apple orchard that I was talking about earlier, and without the water and the things that they usually do to the apples, they're a third the size. Doesn't mean the apples aren't good. They are just as good. In fact, they're better. They're not covered with spray. But here's where ecologists and environmentalists have to have balance, or there will be no humans, do you see? Frankly, I would like more spotted owls and less humans. So it's, you know, it's a real toss-up. I'll tell you, one bird in the hand is worth 20 bushes. So what are we going to do? Go out without having spiritual uplift, to go out and well, the end of the world is coming. Well, I know you ones better than that. I know you better than that. So don't try to hoodwink me. Half of you will go out of here and can't wait for the 12th and hope the damn thing falls off into the ocean, because we've been waiting for that. Well, I kind of been waiting for that too. So we can get on with our work. Little excitement every day keeps us going on with our work. I know that. You didn't come back down there to serve, to sit and pick your fingernails. And you know, at your higher level of understanding, that is going to be massive, whatever it is you've come to do. Profound is the word. Well, this certainly isn't it. You know, having wrong dates, and I'm not really seeing anything happen except the tomato worms ate the tomato vine. You know, well, maybe those tomato worms needed the tomato vine worse than you needed the tomatoes. Is that all right? No, not all right. You should pick them off, at least. No, you're all right. If you don't give in to these worldly things that pull you down into the adversarial trap. And I know that from day to day to day, it's very hard to do. I meant it when I was here the last time, and I said, I know. That if we had regular meetings, we wouldn't have the other kinds of problems. But you must be individually self-sustaining without the food, without the props. Because you have to be the supporting system for those who do not have the opportunity to be as far along as you. We are the team. And if the team cannot win the game, then certainly I cannot do it alone. Because I basically am not in your game. Mine is to bring the word and let you be informed. And you are the world team. I run a fleet, and I do it very well. And I get the same thing your children give to you. Well, you're better to them than you are to us. I do have a bad reputation around the cosmos as being one of the firmest commanders that they've ever had.
May I turn the tape?
I think you better.